This is KNKX. School districts are busy figuring out whether they'll still have to make budget cuts for the coming school year. The Seattle School District says it will no longer have to cut librarians, assistant principals, and other school-based positions. More from KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross.
Lawmakers voted to lift the cap on the amount school districts can raise through local property taxes. For many districts, including Seattle, that's welcome news. Jolynn Berge is the district's finance chief. She says she thinks lawmakers made that move after hearing of impending cuts to schools.
There was general recognition that they'd taken levies down too low and that it had, you know, it was really impactful for a lot of districts and that a lot of districts were in a deficit position. So I think it was in response to that.
2 years ago, lawmakers increased state education funding to satisfy the McCleary school finance lawsuit, but limited local levies to reduce inequities between districts. Berge says the Seattle School District still faces a deficit for the coming school year that it's addressing in part through cuts to central administration. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.